Ron, what do you think? You prefer playing live or in the studio? You have a preference?
Completely different animals. I think there's great joy in both of them. It's fun working in the studio. It's more meticulous. Where live is more of an energy thing. You know, it's you're interacting a lot more with each other. You know, live, so it's exciting in that way. And you've got fans, and they're on your side, hopefully.
Right.
In the studio, you're just kind of, everybody gets their turn at their track, and everything gets really analytical. And it's just two different things. I don't prefer one over the other. I enjoy them both in their own way.
They have their own place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the karma of a musician, myself, the same. I think it's the same. A little bit of both, is real good.
Yeah.
It kind of keeps you sharp on the other,
Yeah. So you're constantly learning in both worlds.
Cat, you've been singing a lot more in the last couple of years than what you did in the beginning. How do you find that? Do you enjoy that?
I love it. I feel like I have more of a place in the band, and that's what I've always wanted with music.
Uh-huh.
And either way, if that wouldn't have happened, I would have strayed off. But yeah. I think that that's important to me.
And you're also writing.
Yeah. I'm writing a lot now.
And you're doing some other things off other projects, right? You've been doing some other...
Yeah, I'm just recording, and it's for commercial type of music at a studio called In the Groove, and just trying to write pop music in the vein of like the Ting Tings. And basically, we just get the music's already written, so I don't get to write the music for that, except the vocal melody. And Ryan helps out with that too.
Well, South by Southwest, this is your fourth time, is it right? Third time, fourth time playing?
As the Mellows Mags, fourth. I mean, we've played in other groups that played down here too, so it's been, I feel like Mellows Mags, we were first here in 02, I think, wasn't it?
01.
01, okay, yeah, 01. And
10 years ago.
Yeah, so, and I think we've been here every year except for maybe 2 years in some configuration. Like, I don't know, I don't remember if the Mellows Mags played every year, but like, I'm sure we didn't, but we played here with our friend Mark Malman a few years, and we've been down here. We've been coming here for a long time.
And you did two shows this time. You played yesterday afternoon, and then you played tonight. And then today, you're going to a big party, showcase type scenario with New West Records.
We're just going to the New West Day party.
And you've got two more interviews to do.
Two more interviews today.
You guys are popular, man. Kind of in demand, huh? And I know you're not partying while you're down here. I know that.
Of course not. No, we would never do that.
Yeah, sit in the hotel room right till showtime.
Yeah, exactly.
Going right back. I know.
Drinking lots of water.
I think it's probably the biggest it's ever been. I think every year it gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I paid $25 to park to watch you yesterday, man. I feel like I ought to get some kind of like a refund. A free CD or something. I mean, a bumper sticker.
We'll get you a free CD.
So, is there anything you have coming up that you want to promote? I mean, have you got any certain shows coming up that you want to talk about, or any events you... I know we have a interest right now in someone wanting to, in a new movie that they're wanting to use.
Yeah, that's something
songs.
To talk about. Yeah. We're in the midst of solidifying the paperwork on that movie called, what is it called? Removal. Yeah.
The trailer on that looked great.
Yeah, looks like it should be a good movie, so we're excited to be a part of that. I mean, other than that, check out the new video. Go to mtv.com. Go to Fuse. Is it Fuse.tv?
TV. Yep.
Check out the video there. And what else? What else can we promote?
Well, you've got your own website, which is melismatics.com.
Right. Yep.
And then you have your myspace.com slash melismatics.
Yep. Facebook, Twitter.
If you go to our main website, I think there's links to everything on there.
Off of melismatics.com.
Right, so if you go there, you can find whatever you're interested in, Twitter, Facebook.
You're out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, but how do you find your response when you're going to these different towns around the country? Do you feel like it's going well for you?
I feel like in most cities that we've been hitting consistently, it's going really well in other cities. Like I think because, in a way, it's an asset to not be from that city, because when you go there, people are more excited that someone from another city's coming there that they want to actually see. It's cool. So you feel, I don't know if you guys agree, I just feel it's a little more exciting actually to play in other cities. Minneapolis, we've been there so long, it's still fun. It's our hometown, we love it, but I mean, it's more fun to play in other cities.
You get to test the music out there in those other places where they don't know you from Adam, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's got to be huge. You got to feel that endorsement of it when you go back to creating some more.